Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 24th of September of the year 2020, the 268th day of this year. It's a leap year this year, which is exciting for everybody who likes jumping. In 1877, on this date, the Battle of Shirayama took place, marking a decisive victory of the Imperial Japanese Army over the Satsuma Rebellion, after which time people were allowed to eat citrus fruit of all kinds. On this date in 1683, King Louis XIV expelled all Jews from French possessions in America, saying, "Let them eat challah." Your guest today on the podcast is the flapjack lumberjack and now Minister for the Interior Digestive Tract, Alison Spittle. Welcome back.
Hello, it is lovely to be here with you, Alice. It's wonderful to see your face.
I'm so pleased to have you, even though now you've got these expanded duties.
Yes, they're expanded, but I feel like I'm ready for the responsibility. My pocket money has gone up by 25 pence, and I feel that I'm earning that raise. It's dirty work, but someone's got to do it, and that someone is me.
That someone is you. You're going to be bringing us our top story for today, which is hard border news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. The Pigeons Guild of London has petitioned the government to keep were-dragon Boris Johnson locked up during the phase of the moon that he turns into a dragon, alleging that during this period he eats large portions of the pigeon community while in dragon form. Boris, as we all know, turned into a dragon earlier this year when his COVID-19 diagnosis turned out to be the initial phase of a full transformation to a scheming gold-hungry giant flying lizard in a blonde wig from his original form of a scheming gold-hungry metaphorical lizard in a wig. Boris has made a statement saying that he will avoid eating all tax-paying pigeons in future and that he's working his way up to treating pigeons like citizens, but will have to begin with the task of treating people like citizens rather than the little tin soldiers in his private school's Thursday afternoon wargaming classes. Ooh. Are you under Boris Johnson's flight path during the phases of his dragonhood?
Yes, and it's toasted my oats. And at first I was against this, but then I tasted them and they're quite nice. A bit of charring on your oats is good. But other than that, he's a very evil man. Very evil man.
It's an odd personality type because I don't want to be all, you know, bandwagon-y on the left and say, you know, he's a horrendous caricature of a private schoolboy blown up like a balloon without having any of the emotional maturity of a grown adult man. But it's difficult not
to get on that bandwagon.
It's a bandwagon that passes by every 10 minutes and is free to ride.
And he just ruffles the scales on purpose. Like, I've never seen such a bedraggled looking dragon.
And as award season is truly launched, we cover the best awards shows that you will read about on social media the next day. The Emmys, of course, short for Emmeline Pankhurst, the award for the best smashing of windows or assault of a police officer in a good cause. The Golden Globes, awarded to the best testicles attached or homemade and decided by a committee made up of testicle donors and judgmental old ladies who've buried at least three husbands. It's always hard to get that judging committee together. As well as the Oscars, of course, named after Oscar the Grouch and awarded to the most influential person who happens to sleep in a bin this year. It'll be interesting to see how the award show deals with last year's scandal where the winner of Most Stylish Grouch went to aggressive podcaster Grief McKenzie, who is alleged to have lived in a skip in his own home just to be eligible for the award. Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because without a constant bombardment of randomly selected aspirational messaging, you might have to confront your Jungian shadow self in the darkness of a single silent moment. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Smash Siblings Home Smashing Service, for when you're trying desperately to upload a new file, but then you need to update your operating system and a cascade of if-then preconditions stretching into eternity scrapes your final nerve raw, and all you want to do is throw an expensive piece of hardware right out of a window and then stomp on the bits in your biggest boots. Smash Siblings Home Smashing Service will come and nod sagely and say, "Totally understandable for just $9.99 a month. Sign up today with our 13-phase sign-up process that'll really get you started on the smashing rage. And for when the problem is with your laptop, Smash Siblings Home Smashing Service will bring you half a glass of water to pour over the Kiva.
Sorry. This is my favorite bit. Go on. Sorry.
Smashing Service will bring you half a glass of water to pour over the keyboard for no extra cost. Smash Siblings Home Smashing Service, for when you just need an excuse to destroy everything.
I feel like I'm at a film and, like, you've said the catchphrase that makes me happy, and now I'm like, done. It's fine.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Last Post.
That's all the time we have for your ads, because now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, hard border news. Alison Spittle, you're our hard border correspondent. What's happening in the world of the world being divided right now?
I'm very happy to be your correspondent for the hard border. As you know, I was the soft border correspondent before, but we've taken an extra 4 minutes to boil, and now it's turned into a hard border, and it's all right. Hard borders does sound very harsh, but you know, they've painted the machine guns pink, and it kind of makes it a little bit more better.
It takes the sting out of it.
Oh, absolutely takes the sting out of it, especially because they've written peace on the side of it. And you're like, oh, this is lovely. Yeah, the hard border was something that a lot of people were afraid of. They were afraid that maybe there'd be a lot of changes. Of course, Boris the Dragon reassured everyone that a hard border would be totally fine. And yeah, after we've buried all the dead, I can kind of see how it's totally fine. There has been a time where people have got a bit more nostalgic recently. For older times, people have maybe started listening to Britney Spears or watching old television programs like Buffy from the other realm. But over here, we've become nostalgic for a hard border. That was something that was big up until the 90s, and then it kind of petered out. There was some sort of agreement and there was peace, and now in the other realm we're coming back with a vengeance, and it's all out war, and we're okay with that. It's a bit of nostalgia. It's great.
Yeah, it's interesting because the on one hand, violence in the street is within living memories.
Yes.
But on the other hand, people have iPhones now, so they're assuming that they won't have the attention span for full-on violence.
It does hark to a different time. And, you know, sometimes it is all right to go backwards. You know, maybe things were simpler then. And it is great that we have iPhones now and we can really collect footage that we can play to power ballads in a couple of years' time when we're teaching people to go back to peace again. That is the thing that I imagine will happen.
Yes, and of course, we can never forget that this will do wonders for Sinead O'Connor's career.
Oh, absolutely. Look, if there's... I think any war can be improved with Sinead O'Connor singing over it. Makes it quite poetic. It makes it feel like it's for something. And, you know, as we know as well, the mainland knows so much about the intricacies of this hard border and the people that live around it. And I'd love if Boris the Dragon actually came up and lived in the hard border. Maybe he'd go on a holiday with his girlfriend. Maybe they'll take a picture. Maybe they'll go camping, you know?
I mean, while he's a dragon, he could be the hard border.
Why doesn't he? You know? Alice, incredible. Not only do you know what to do with half a glass of water, but also you know what to do with a dragon. It's wonderful. Yes, get that dragon. We'll get that dragon. He's very good at paperwork. I'm kind of excited about what a hard border will be like, especially... with a dragon involved. I think there'll be a lot of paperwork and red tape, wouldn't you? Because they love that, dragons.
Again, the career of Sinead O'Connor. Can you call any loss of life devastating, really, if there are some great bangers that come off the back of it? I mean, Richard the Lionheart's post-Crusade single was truly revolutionary for the ages.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been 7 hours and 16 days since he took the soft border away. Nothing compares to a hard border. It's a wonderful. I wish I knew other Sinead O'Connor songs.
Oh, that's all the time we have for our top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This one comes in from Gareth. It says, "Dear Alice and non-Alice." That's you today, Alison.
Yes. Hello.
And Alison is a non-Alice, but you're probably the closest to an Alice that we have in terms of the co-host.
Yeah. I'm just an on away from, aren't I?
If you take the on off.
Thank you. You're an Alice. That's what I'm struggling for, Alice. Thank you so much.
The letter to the editor reads, "I have just realized with mounting horror that I don't know whether I live in this or the other dimension. How can I tell? Can you help? Yours, Gareth." Any ideas for Gareth?
Yeah, I think look at a flapjack and see what it says to you. If it's just a snack, you're in that other filthy dimension. If it's a lifestyle, you're in this dimension, honey. Welcome.
That's a very good guide. Gareth, I would say to you that we all live in a world that is partly made up of fantasy and partly of reality. The news landscape reflects the real world through an extremely cracked mirror in all dimensions by directing our attention to some things as important or relevant and others as invisible. And attention is the greatest commodity in the human condition. Those who have the power to direct attention are the midwives of reality. And as a satirist, I like to think of myself as a kind of a mad scientist midwife, cooking up monsters in elaborate glassware and dripping them into steaming cauldrons. I hope that answers your question. Thank you for writing in, Gareth. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, support our show by spreading it to friends or via social media. If the online conspiracy theory that people are running secret human trafficking tunnels under every major city on Earth can catch on, there's no reason this bullshit can't. Your guest today was the wonderful Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm going to plug my social media. It's at Alison Spittle on Instagram and Twitter. I have a coffee account and I have a podcast, one called The Alison Spittle Show.
Yes.
And the other one called Wheel of Misfortune with Alison Spittle and Fern Brady. You should listen to them.
They are both brilliant podcasts. I highly recommend them.
Oh, Alice.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's alliterative. Or sign up on Patreon for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. That's patreon.com/AliceFraser. You can download all of my specials there and we can chat. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer and hench thug, the iron fist in his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.